Timo, we back.
Back again.
We back.
Here we go.
We back.
We back. Uh-huh.
We back. Back. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Once again.
It is the Niggionaires Podcast, man. We are back in full effect, baby. Kicking it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, like I said, once again, we are still going through, like, I'm going through emails right now trying to find someone to come into the studio, put this hook down on this song. If you want to know what the hook is early, we are going to actually start our Patreon tomorrow. First video, first live tomorrow. It is 4th of July weekend. It is the 2nd or the 1st?
It's the 1st of July right now. 1st, yeah.
Days are just meshing, blending together. But 100%, man, we are in the building. We are getting all things ready. If you are currently looking for, hopefully I have this problem already situated before we even get this up. But so there's a thing where we make so many episodes and make so many, like, our average episode is like 50 minutes long, right?
Yeah,
so we're trying to cut that down because we know you got things to do, you know, some of y'all got kids to take care of, you know, different jobs, stuff like that, building your business and things like that. So we're trying to cut it down, give you the wonderful, wonderful content in shorter periods of time so that you can get what you need from us, get you some motivation, get yourself out there, make things happen, and then come back and be like, I feel accomplished. What are we doing next?
Something you can do in a 30-minute car drive.
Bam. That's it. That's on your commute.
That's it.
But if you're driving from Atlanta to Little Warden Robins, where we're at right now.
Just about 3 or 4 podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing, man. We're making things happen. And also, we're in the works right now of getting the merch put out. Where I'm working on some contracts right now. Just trying to get someone exclusively to do our merch because I have a lot of ideas. I want to get you guys a lot of merch so you guys can go out there and say, hey, we are elevating, we are, you know, celebrating everybody, and we're doing great things with our lives. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it together, and you can say all that with one of our shirts. So a lot of good things are coming. But until then, we're going to keep giving you guys wonderful, wonderful content. Also, in September, once everything is rolling, I have a special event. I'm actually doing a special event weekend for my son who has a heart condition, and we're bringing some talent to the city. And it's going to be wild, man. It's going to be super wild, going to be super crazy. And if you're not a part of the Patreon, then you're going to miss it. You're just going to end up hearing about us talking about it later, which is going to be sad. So get on team, man. Get on team. Be a part of the Patreon. We're going to do $5 subscriptions and $10 subscriptions. If you get the $5 subscription, then we love you. But if you get the $10 subscription,
you get a little more.
You get a little more. We love you too. And you're not, you know, we're not saying the $10 is better than the $5, but you just get more access to more stuff.
There you go.
So plus you get the discounts on the merch and whatnot. So that being said, I want to say again, thank you so much, man, for checking in with us and being here with us, man, through all the, you know, the comments and, you know, constructive criticism, because we are new at this. So we don't have the perfect, you know, the perfect
the setup, everything, whatnot.
But that's what this is all about, man. That's what the Niggionaires is all about. Like, we're getting it going. We're making our way up to millionaires and billionaires in this business. Hopefully, man, we can spark a light for a trillionaire.
There you go.
Get a little email saying, "Hey guys, because I heard y'all podcast, man, it just kicked my butt in gear." So now I'm doing great and wonderful things.
Yes, not just for us, it's for everybody. This is a growing and learning experience for all of us. You know, it's something that, you know, journey we want to take the listeners on and the viewers on. You know, help everybody grow, and you know, make a better life for themselves and their families and their communities.
Heck yes, and that's what it's all about, baby.
And don't forget the love.
Don't forget the love.
There you go.
Spreading love like wildfire. All right, talking about spreading love like wildfire. I love a good album. I love a good record.
Here we go.
Something that I could like chill and like either I could clean up, do like homework. You know what I'm saying?
Just sit there and vibe to whatever.
Right. Yeah, something you ain't gotta worry about nothing. You just oh man, I don't like this song. So next. It was something you could just put a
hit play and just let it go.
Yeah, let it ride.
That's it.
So with that being said, T, I gotta ask you, what do you feel about the music today? First and foremost, what do you feel about the music today? What direction do you feel like it's going in? Mainstream music.
It's going in a direction that's, I don't know, I think it's more jingly than anything else. It's not, the substance is not there like old school music. But I say that, but, you know, 20 years from now, you'd be looking back going, man, in 2020, you know, 2022, the music now in 2000, you know, 40 doesn't have that same feel as music in 2022, you know. So, but just for me, speaking from my perspective, hey, the music of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, that's the music. Now, it's like I said, it's more bubblegum, jingly kind of stuff. It's like, let's get a hook. Let's get them catched. You know, let's get them caught on to it.
Right.
And then, you know, on to the next. You know, there's not a lot of people with staying power in the industry, you know. So it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of disposable music to me, seems like. You know, get somebody here and make a few bucks and, you know, use them up, go on to the next.
Yeah, I honestly 100% agree with you because, like, I know, like, I'm in my 30s. But, like, I know what soul sounds like and what it feels like. You know, James Brown, he used to say, if it sounds good, it feels good, then it is good.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people didn't even understand the words he was saying. I mean, I was one of them. But, like, the way it felt, the way it made you, you know, the way it made you feel, like, I was watching one of his concerts, and I think he was doing Shout. Throw your hand back and shout in the door. He was going off. Couldn't understand what he was saying when he started ad-libbing.
You felt it.
But I was like, he is going in. Like, it made you 100% want to shout.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like a lot of artists that we have in the mainstream now, it's more, like I said, it's more like jingles. Like, I hear, like, TikTok jingles, like, all the time. But then, like, I asked someone today. I was like, man, who sings that song? So, I don't know. I just hear it all the time.
So, do we have artists now, or do we have entertainers? Are they entertaining now? Back, you know, in the day, they used to be artists. Now are they more entertainers than per se artists?
Yeah, I would say feeling? Entertainers.
Yeah, yeah. They're
not. Because even if you look at Beyonce, which I think she's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
If you look at her album, there's so many different, like, writers. And you know, I used to be on a writing team, and it's like you have so many writers. But it takes a certain kind of talent to bring out, like, the words and the emotion and stuff like that, which is entertaining. But then you look back in, like, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, people were coming up and they were writing their own music, singing their own music. And it was no auto-tune. It was like, come get in the studio. Like,
sing it.
You got a couple of tracks. If you don't get this on a couple of tracks, we can't use you. But we can use your song now. So it was a lot tougher back then to be a star and be an entertainer and make music consistently that made people feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you there. I feel like those eras were great eras. Like, I really feel like for me 70s, because I did like the music the Rat Pack would put out, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, like, back in the day. But I feel like in the 70s, when people started doing, like, heavy drugs,
that's when the music got good, huh?
Boy,
they got into their feelings. Then,
they lower inhibitions,
yeah.
Like, getting into, like, high, drunk, whatever, on LSD. Marijuana, whatever, like, it just was golden, and you could feel it. And I think now we have these jingles or whatever that you can, like, you could dance to, but there's not too many artists that make songs that just, like, make you want to, like,
that you feel it.
Yeah, make you just want to sit down and, like, just envelop yourself with the music.
Make you go inside yourself and, right, you know, like, you know, do a self-reflection. Like, man, you're sitting there, like, you vibe into it. You're like, man, you know, you feel that, man.
Yeah.
Make you go,
Yeah, there's not many. Like, there's artists that I like and the artists that are like a vibe yeah, with right yeah. now. Like Lucky Day, like man, Lucky Day just Eric Bellinger. I've listened to Eric Bellinger since Jumps. Like I was getting his music on. Forgive me, Eric, EB, but I was
here we go.
I was downloading music of Eric Bellinger through like the site called MZ Hip Hop, and I didn't know who he was, but I knew his voice, and it was just like, dang man, about this dude's going in. Like he can really really sing, and it just from there, like I learned his name. And then from there, it was just like I got into his catalog, all that. And he just – Eric Bellinger is amazing. Him, Lucky Day, and another person that I really like vibing with, like that's really like hot right now, I would – I mean, Thundercat, he's a musician. He's some totally different. Thundercat
yeah,
is something.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
I'm totally different.
Yeah, he's on a different pad.
He's Jesus.
But I mean, it's enjoyable though. I mean, it's I don't know. It's like these newer guys. You can vibe to it. You can enjoy it. But it's still. I think as time goes on, you seem to lose a little bit. It's still, you know, it's reaching back to that era. But it's not quite, you know, good as the original.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I can vibe to The Weeknd. I just don't, like, feel anything from The Weeknd. It's just like, oh, damn, this is a good song.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's a jingle. You're like, yeah, I can dance to this. I can snap my fingers to this and tap my toes to it. But at
Bruno Mars,
yeah,
same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that's what the industry purposely did, you know. You know, it's kind of like the podcast. We get them caught. Let's get them hooked for a little bit. You know, and hey, like it, make a few bucks. You know, if they get another one, that's cool. If not, hey, we'll find somebody who we can make some money off of next, because we're so used to that quick, you know, swipe left, swipe right type thing. So, you know, to get an artist, let's get them hot. Let's get an album or two out. Let's throw them away. Let's get somebody else in here, new and hot, because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants something new. They want, you know, reinvent something new all the time. So it's,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of the industry. I don't know if the industry made it that way or the industry catered to what we wanted.
Yeah. Cause it's all about nowadays. It's all about instant gratification.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now it's, we're getting away from the emotion and the passion, not only that's in the music, but what it takes to make the music. Like they try to do like these behind the music, like episodes with newer artists. And it's just like them walking around the house and then going into the studio and singing. Like behind that, there's people sitting there and they're writing, sitting day and night, like listening to a track, feeling the track, coming up with like lyrics that not only like sound good or in tones that sound good with the song, but actually lyrics that marry, mm-hmm. like marry with the music, and you feel the emotion of the music, and you feel the emotion of the words. You put them both together, and you find yourself like crying. Whitney Houston was really really good about that.
Like that, my thing is, you can see the evolution of it, like the. You know, they got the paper and you can see them. They scratch this out and scratch that out. No, this would be better. You know, they'll listen to the track and they're like, you know what? No, this would be better with it. Instead of just, you know, walking the studio. Here you go. Sing this. They sing it. And all right, next. But back then, like I said, the artists, they actually sat down and they took the time to marry the two together. The lyrics with the track and make sure it was good and make sure. Whether or not you felt it, they felt it. And then if it's something that they actually feel and they love, dive deep down into, then they're gonna take you on that journey with them, you know, in that song.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder was he was on an interview and he was talking about not Backstreet Boys.
Boys to Men?
No. The older British
Beatles?
Yeah, the Beatles. Mm. So they were talking about the Beatles. He wasn't happy about it. He was just like, hey, they got famous by singing other people's songs, like other people's music.
Elvis.
But, Elvis too. But it was a thing, the words that were married to the song, and then the entertainer coming in. And that's really like where the entertaining like came in. Like, oh man, this song came out. Drake does this too now in today's, because I remember the song I like to cha cha. He takes the song. He doesn't use the words, but he takes he bought it from Dram, and then he makes his joint. But he saw like how the music and like how the feel of it like made people feel, mm-hmm. when Dram put it out. He was like, yo, I gotta have that kind of movement. Him being the entertainer that he is, he made it his own, and it ran with it. And I think it won some awards and stuff like that. But what that does, it just makes it easier for the label to be like, oh, well, shoot, all I got to do is find real musicians and people who know the feeling and know the soul, take the song from them, get a good entertainer, not necessarily someone who can sing the best, but just a good entertainer, and I can make this song a hit.
Yeah.
And we can make money. And then we can extort these quote-unquote artists and make them pay back the loan that we give them. And they ain't gonna have it because they have to keep up with the Joneses. They gotta buy the watches, the cars, the houses. They gotta make sure their mom is straight. And then they find themselves in a hole with a huge interest rate. Back to the label. Label's always gonna make money. They gonna get it out of your pocket. They gonna get it out of your veins. Either way, they gonna get it. But that's what the music business is really taking away from the heart and soul of everything. And then even back then, it was kind of bad. Like, people always tried to get their money because people are just naturally self-serving. They try to get money out of people. Like, you watch Ray Charles.
Yeah, yeah.
You watch Ray, and you just see like how the record labels are just like, let's get this money out of him. Let's get this money.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah. Then he sees dollar signs, and that's it.
And then found out he was hooked on drugs, and it was like, yeah, let's just keep giving him drugs. Yeah, like, he'll be drugged out of his mind.
Give him drugs, don't have to pay him.
And then, look, we'll take this money and run with it. And it sucks, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But that way that they're going is killing, I feel like it's killing the creative process and really the great music that can be put out. And I'm off my soapbox.
No, that's okay, because, I mean, you're right, though. And I think it was American Idol or whoever it was. They were talking. Like, say they were looking for entertainment. I think it was something with Simon. And it was about, you know, why don't they have this fat person? Why don't you have this type of person? Their voice is awesome or whatever. They're great, have a great process. Why the person with the one leg isn't on there?
Right.
Because they're looking for somebody they can market. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're young and attractive, you know, you may have the greatest voice, but we can fix that in the studio, you know,
yeah,
and make it great. But if you got the look, you got the moves, then they put that package together and then they sell you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the artist, you know, it's not about the skinny blind guy that can sing like an angel, because it's like, oh yeah, we can't really do nothing with him.
Yeah.
But this young guy that can dance and sing, he's handsome and stuff. Then we can, you know, he's got a decent voice. We can go in there, you know, we can go in the studio. We can make him sound excellent. And we can send him on the tour and we can make money. And if he falters, then, oh, well.
We'll find someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so the
entertainers coming down with us.
Exactly.
You see artists, with the new wave of like TikTok and trying to be an influencer and stuff like that. Heck yeah. You can find entertainer anywhere. Throw a rock in L.A. You're going to hit about five of them.
Yeah. But a true artist, that's hard to come by. And someone who will stick to their guns when the studios are like, hey, you know, we want you to sing this. And you're like, no, I'm not going to change it. This is my music. I wrote it. This is how I want to sing it. But then that's when you got to, you know, you're selling CDs out of the back of your trunk, because nobody.
Shout out to Tech N9ne, who did that successfully. And I believe he is still at one point. I'm not sure. I got to check the numbers again. But he was at one point with he was the highest paid indie artist.
Yeah.
And that's what that's how he started. He was just like, oh, I'm just going to put out my music myself. Like, and he was in Texas for South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he did, like, literally people just buying like boxes of just like his albums. But I mean, like, you got to have a hustle, you got to have a grind. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be an artist nowadays. You have to be, you know, the artist, businessman, sometimes family man. You have to wear many, many different hats. A lawyer sometimes. You have to wear many different hats. So I think that's really, it's really getting in the way of us finding really, really great artists. Because I know with MZ Hip Hop, people would just put their music up there to kind of like sell or just be heard or whatnot. And so, like, shout out to like James Fontelroy. Golly, I always. I'm sorry, James.
Butcher that one.
But him, Krishan, I know Eric Bellinger was on it, and there's a lot of really, really great artists, really good artists were on there. Just like music was getting put up there, and they were just like, Little Eddie, shout out to Little Eddie, still doing music, but all of them like had music on there, and it was just like all these like indie artists that had great music. But they weren't getting the shine like, you know, some people were that shouldn't have been getting no daggone shine.
Yeah, but they do that on purpose, though, you know, because they want you to come to their side and make money through them so you can make them money. You know, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's how it works. But another thing, though, too, I'm kind of just going over this in my mind is how many people actually jump in the game strictly to make money. They don't care. They're not artists. They know that they're entertainers. Like,
more now.
I'm going to come in here. I know this is what they're going to do. They're going to use me. This is what they're going to do. I got a good voice. I got a good look. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know, instead of saying, hey, look, I wrote these songs. I play these instruments. I put this together here. Listen to my stuff.
It's all about being famous.
Yeah, they want to be, you know, famous. Yeah, TikTok famous, you know, whatever.
I just want to be famous.
Yeah, yeah. They want to make the money.
Wanted to be. But you have to, first and foremost, I never wanted to be famous. I always wanted to have the fortune.
Yeah.
Give me the fortune over the fame.
I won't be known at all.
But in some instances, especially in the entertainment business, content creating business, you have to have the famous aspect to it to get the fortune. I personally just want music to get back
to how music used to be.
Man, get back to the love, man. I mean, I think Diddy, he was on the right vein, but he did it the wrong way.
Yeah,
like making the band, it was very entertaining. It was very entertaining, but he had some really good, really good, really talented people on the show. But after that, it was like nothing. Like, he even had making the band three, where he had the all guy group and some amazing singers,
But where what they came now? Of it? Nothing.
Diddy got his money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but where are they? So, I mean, and you can't blame it on Diddy. You have to, you know, like, what are you guys doing to better your situation? You should have known, like, after this was over, like, you got to capitalize on this. Some way, somehow, you got to capitalize.
Strike while the iron's hot and then keep it going.
Yeah, because now, like we said earlier, like, the fame come. Like, if you just want the fortune, you got to marry the fame as well, because it comes with it. So then, coming off of making the band, you get your fame because you're on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time to put all this work together and then make some fortune, because now people are looking at you. And which I did. Like, I looked. I was like, all right, so what's up? We going to get, like, solo albums from y'all? What y'all going to do? And nothing major came out of it.
They kind of just fizzled.
Yeah.
But that's on them. I mean, you got to make the best of it. I mean, you step into that light, you know, it can be a guiding light or it can be a blinding light.
Mm.
You know, just depends on what you do with it, how you look at it, you know.
I'm going to need you to say that again, man. That was hot.
It's the Jack Daniels.
I'm just, hey, whatever.
You know, that spotlight, I said it could be a blinding light or it could be a guiding light. It just depends.
Come on.
That's just how do you take it? You know, which path you go down. You know, because opportunities, you know, they say opportunity only comes once. It depends. You know, it's going to come at least once. It may come more. But you got to, at some point in time, you got to take advantage of it.
Okay, Eminem, opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You know, I got you.
Mom's spaghetti, you know.
Lose yourself in a moment. All right, so here's the thing. So now we talked about like how the music is going in the world, like, well, in the mainstream media in the USA. Just a little bit on it, because we could go into a rabbit hole. We could talk about like how, you know, black music is like glorifying like all the negative stereotypes that the world sees in us, but we're not going to go down that way. If you go to a record store, you see, you bought yourself a new house or whatever, but the only thing is you got one record player for the whole house, but you got, you know what I'm saying, hooked up to like, you know what I'm saying, like a house speaker, like Bluetooth, whatever. So you got this one record player. Your phone doesn't work in the woods. So you got to buy records for the record player, right?
I don't have any internet.
You go to the record store. No, no internet. You in the woods. Like, you in your, in my solitude.
Down in the rainforest somewhere in Amazon.
Right. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You unplugged out there. So you go to the record store. And at the time, you left your wallet or whatever. But at the time, you have enough money to buy four records. The clerk tells you she'll give you, or he'll give you, a fifth record for free as long as it comes from someone that made an album after 2015. Give me four. Give me five. Give me all the five.
Okay. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier and kind of went back and forth in my mind.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, there are, you know, how young people talk, you know, hey, you know, you got a little 19-year-old talking about Michael Jackson.
Right.
And you're like, what do you know about Michael Jackson? Oh, I saw a YouTube video. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And I said, oh, you don't understand. And my thing is, okay, there's the difference between someone who saw Michael Jackson video, you know, saw it, versus somebody who, when that song came out, you know, you remember how the craze, the Michael Jackson craze, the glove, you know, the thing with the Pepsi with his hair on fire and all that stuff and bubbles and all that. And you were immersed in it when it happened.
Right.
And so I started thinking, okay, there's music before that, but I couldn't directly relate to it in having an experience doing that particular song when it first came out, when it was new. So there's some stuff that is great, great, even greater than probably what I'm going to mention. But the only reason I'm not saying it is because I wasn't immersed into the music at that time.
You know, right.
I don't have firsthand knowledge of it when it first came out. Yeah. And experience of it.
I get you.
So here we go. Drum roll. All right. Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
I dig it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's number one.
Yeah. Well, I don't have these in any particular order.
Right. These are just five albums that
Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Boom. Gotta have
it. And his arch nemesis, Prince, The Purple Rain.
With another dope album.
Yes. Boys to Men, too. That one. I love Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. And see, and I know we're talking about soul and R&B stuff, but my other one is Creed. And I couldn't pick a particular one. I go like the greatest hits because they had a few songs off of various albums. But if you do the greatest hits, I love it. And
what's your favorite Creed song?
Creed, man.
There's so many.
Yeah, no, honest. Higher. That was kind of tied with What's This Life For.
Okay, look, I've heard both of those.
Life For. See, I can't sing like Halo. Sorry,
I just make organized.
There you go. There you go. A joyful noise. And you said one, of course.
Got to be
2015.
After 2015.
Oh man, Lil Nas X. No, just kidding. No.
No disrespect,
Lil Nas X. Man, if you hear this, no disrespect, brother. You do you, man. I love everybody, you know. But you didn't make my cut. Nothing personal, but her. H. Dot. Or period. E. Period. R. I'm sorry. As we say in the South, R. Literally.
Aura. Is that a Baltimore thing? Aura.
Aura. R. It's
like earn.
Oh man,
Aaron.
Those are mine. I guess we'll dive a little deeper. But what's yours, sir?
I mean, I like the list. I love the list. I mean, Creed, I mean, if I'm at a record store and I'm like, yo, this is the only, like, records I'll be able to listen to for, like, a year or so, like, even, like, 6 months.
Yes, I could do it easily.
I couldn't, like, I'd have to, like, substitute a couple. But, I mean, like, I definitely like the Michael Jackson Off the Wall because that's on my list. I definitely rock with Prince, 100%. Her, oh, man, when you said that, I was moved. Moved 100%, and that's tough because there are some great artists beyond, you know, well, from 2015 and now that had some amazing albums that I could just like sit down and like rock to, which I'll get to. It was hard to choose, but the one I chose was kind of like monumental in a way. But I'll get into it.
Miley Cyrus.
So, man, I met Miley Cyrus, man, a couple of times actually. She won't remember my face at all because I was a heck of a lot skinnier and I was a DJ back then. But my first joint would be Bob Marley, Exodus.
Yes, yes.
Exodus, movement of Jah people. Literally Bob Marley. I have to listen to Bob Marley or like Peter Tosh at some point, just because of what they did for Jamaica as a whole. Like, it was like split in like two different factions.
Put them on the map.
And he brought the factions together through music, and it was amazing. Another album I would have to grab would be Anita Baker, Rapture.
The Rapture. Yes, the one. Yes, that is good. That is awesome. Awesome.
I already said I agree with you on Michael Jackson Off the Wall, just because it was the real, like, you had Thriller, which was stupid amazing, but then like Off the Wall was like,
I think that was before he became kind of commercialized.
Yeah,
that was when that was the real Michael Jackson, the raw, not even saying raw, but the, you know,
it, he was, just. It was like this guy's gonna be around for a while.
Like
he's on it. Number four, and this I say this because he's always been one of my top three favorite artists of all time. No matter like the body of work or whoever else comes out, he will always be Marvin Gaye.
Yes,
What's Going On?
What's Going On? What's Going On?
Like, I can't look. I can't imagine what the world would be like without Marvin Gaye. Like, he just put he put people on a different vein. Like, even with like Al Green, like, they just put like R&B sexy on the map for real to me, in my eyes. And now, like I said, I'm in my 30s. Like, there's probably some other older sexy guys, Conway Twitty, but, if I had to choose, which I did, it was difficult. An album after 2015, I chose Kendrick Lamar, the Good Kid, Mad City album.
That's good. Yeah.
Just because what he did for rap and hip hop, like, he brought it back. Like, it's like hip hop is an art. Like, it's not just, you know, like, yeah, you're talking about your lifestyle, stuff like that or whatever. But like the way he put things together in like poetry and the way he just formulated like his, you know, his bars, it was just out of this world. Like, no one has yet to even touch it, because it was like even him and like J. Cole. Like, just the way that they came out, like immediately, we were like comparing them to like Big and Pac, which they don't necessarily make my list, but I mean, Pac probably would have made my top, like, if I had to buy albums. Pac probably would have made it before Biggie, just slightly, but like, we're talking about just music that like you can vibe to, like, at any moment.
Yeah.
I listen to too much Pac, and I'm out here in the streets.
Riding in the streets.
You got me a low rider, man. I'm leaning. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Flip. But those are the albums that, like, really, like, got me. Especially Anita Baker. Like, waking up like on a like a Saturday morning, like when people, like when I used to watch Saturday morning cartoons, my mom would be like upstairs, like cooking breakfast, cleaning, and like Anita Baker would be going off.
You just hear it in the background. Dude. That's the, yeah. When you're young, like I said, a lot of. Mm-hmm,
I love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, mm. I used to be like, man, who is that singing? And it just brings back
that
good
sexy,
memories.
Sultry voice. Who is
man,
that?
She had the most distinct voice. Like, you could just tell, like, yeah, that's her. That's her.
I mean, like, other honorable mentions? No. Like, if I could, if I had to go back, I would like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, 100%.
See, Jimi Hendrix.
I would have to do a greatest hits. And of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Jimi Hendrix.
I would definitely go with Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Al Green.
Ray Charles.
Would be in there. Go to Temptations. Yeah. Kind of in the middle, what do you think about like Whitney Houston? And
I feel, man, if I had a greatest hits of Whitney Houston's, I feel like I'd have way too many emotions going
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
like yeah. Like Whitney Houston is probably the one person that has taken the national anthem and made people bawl out, cry like they've never heard it before. And then my man Marvin Gaye, when he did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What was that? What was it at? It was during, was it NBA All-Star? Was it an All-Star game?
Don't get me the line.
Ah, man. Look, we'll look it up. If you guys hear this, you guys just drop us a line and tell us where it was. But when he did it, oh. He just changed it up and everything. But Whitney Houston kept it to form. Yeah. But she sang it.
It would touch your heart.
Yeah. God, man, look, and they was at the Super Bowl and people were like, they had the cameras panning around and people like bawling their eyes out. Old men, like young women, even like these muscle bound guys, football heads, and bawling their eyes out, snot coming out.
I got something in my eye. I'm not crying.
I love this country. You know, wild. I have yet to see that ever happen.
Mm.
After that, even before.
What about Luther Vandross?
Oh man, I mean, it's just soulful music.
Yeah,
just soulful music just came out of like that era, man. The '80s, '90s. 70s, 80s, 90s era. Just ridiculous. Just ridiculous music.
So it's not even fair to say five. I couldn't even, like, five is.
Yeah. It's hard. Like, five, it's difficult. It's very, very difficult to pick five. But those would be my five because I need to hear some Anita Baker. I love Bob Marley. MJ is a must. Like you start dry mopping the floor and you hear "Don't stop till you get enough." Keep on till the floor does not. Don't stop till you get enough. Yeah, look, you on it. Look, that floor has never been this clean ever.
Oh, man, you down to the concrete. I noticed DMX wasn't on your list.
bruh. Sheesh. Man, R.I.P. DMX, but
R.I.P. brother.
Yo, the stuff like when DMX put out the prayer joint, I was like, yo, this man, like he could take you through some emotions.
He made me tear some stuff up. I'd tear everything up.
But then it make you think about why you did it
exactly,
and then like the regret like afterwards. But it's like shit. Well, I'm a dog. happens because I'm a dog. You know what I mean? So yeah, and then Marvin Gaye. I have to have some Marvin Gaye. I listen to Marvin Gaye almost every other day, and I try not to listen to it too much because that's all I'll sing is Marvin Gaye.
No 80s hair band groups.
I mean, I was more like not 80s, not too much of 80s rock.
90s,
more like 90s when you got into because like. I have a history with playing high school sports and listening to Korn, Papa Roach. Oh my gosh, I hate that I keep POD, Payable on Death, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, which was kind of like the hybrid, I guess you could say. You had like Kid Rock, who was still doing rock music, and he wasn't doing
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, ICP. ICP wasn't that was like 80s, wasn't it? They started like in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean 80s, 90s, I think.
Yeah, but it's like big, real big in the 90s.
Good old Hootie and the Blowfish.
Man, I love me some Hootie and the Blowfish, man. Don't be talking about Hootie.
I love Hootie, brother. I love him. But man, the list could go on, man. We could, we could sit and talk about music.
Dave forever. Matthews Band. Band.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Milli Vanilli.
So what's a group? So what's a group and a band? Because we're gonna wrap this up, guys. Because yeah. I know, like we said, we're going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So last thing. All right. What's one group that like all of us will be surprised that you listen to, or you think we would be surprised that you listen to?
A group or artist? Anybody?
Artist? Anybody? Or just like a sleeper artist or group that people would be like, man, who's that? Or be like surprised that you listen to.
Garth Brooks.
A lot of people listen to Garth Brooks, though. I don't. I mean, I would rather listen to some Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, surprising. I like Toby Keith, too, now.
Hey, some Toby. Come on, let's get on this country music. We down here in the country.
Now we're going on down different avenue now.
So,
oh man,
I'm more of a, like, when I like to like chill or whatever, like, or like I'm online playing like Rainbow Six Siege or whatever. In the meantime, that was a BB and CC Winans a little shout out there, but I like listening to Snarky Puppy. If you guys don't know who Snarky Puppy is, look him up. It's like a creative jazz fusion hybrid. Like they're wild. If you like Thundercat, you'll like you some Snarky Puppy. 100%. But with that being said, thank you guys for checking in with us, man. We're over here talking about some music and whatnot. We're going to continue like these conversations just like this. Hopefully we'll bring it down a little bit more. But we like having fun with you guys. We like having these conversations and having fun with each other with these conversations. But before we go, I would just like to say this. I used to have a little music playing in the background, but we're going to play the outro music because we're not trying to go too long. So
faded in and we're fading out.
No matter what your dream is, no matter what your goals are, your aspirations, go for it, man, wholeheartedly. If you want to be a writer, you want to be on a writing team, you want to make music, you want to be an independent artist, don't give up. Keep going. Keep hustling. Because there's people out there waiting for you to shine, and there's people out there waiting for you to fall.
That's it.
But what they got in common is they both wait.
Do you?
Man, make it happen. Girl, make it happen. It's equal to opportunity out here. You just have to have the wits, the wherewithal, the drive, dedication, and determination to make it happen. We believe in you over here at the Millionaires Podcast.
We do. We 100% do. We got your back.
And when you make it, just send us some tickets to come see your show.
We'll talk about it. Shout us out. That's it. Come let us interview you.
Heck yeah. So we love you guys, man. Oh, man. Thank you for checking in with us. It is 4th of July weekend. We're going to be doing some more podcasts. We're going to be doing a live stream tomorrow. We got everything set up. Man, everything's going to be free. You don't have to pay anything on the Patreon or nothing like that. Just come in. Check us out. If you like it, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool. We love you anyway. Keep checking in with us, man.
Salute to America.
Salute.